朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
弟兄姊妹，他尽于他的职守，他爱世上的人，所以他在这里咬紧牙关把那个齿轮给拉下来。
Based on his responsibility and the love for the people on the train, so he just put down the bridge.
他听见他孩子的惨叫，他知道他的孩子的死去。
He heard the screaming of his son and he knew that his son would die.
但是他为了救人，为了爱，他失去了他独生的孩子。
But out of the love for the people, he was willing to give up his son.
稍微说明了一点天上神的心。
The story describes a little the father heart of God.
神爱世人， he so loved the world.
God loves the world so much.
他把他独生的爱子为我们死了。
That he gave up his the only begotten son.
叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
So that all who believe in him will not perish but have eternal life. 弟兄姊妹，
今天救恩做成了。
Today the salvation is being accomplished.
但是背后却是付这么大的爱。
But it's been such a great price is being paid.
后面是耶稣这么伟大的爱。
It was a great love of Jesus Christ.
他在十字架上受到最可怕的刑罚的时候。
He suffered the most dreadful punishment on the cross.
弟兄姊妹，肉身的痛苦已经叫人不能想象。
The physical pain was already beyond imagination.
人自尊受到的羞辱，神的儿子衣服被剥光光被挂在那里。
The shame and humiliation was impossible to imagine. He was naked, hung on the cross.
更可怕的是圣洁没有瑕疵，神的儿子，你我的罪都挂在他的身上。
What's even more dreadful is that all of our sins are upon him.
The Son of God, who is blameless.
The first thing he prayed on the cross is that, Father, forgive them. They do not know what they're doing.
弟兄姊妹，这要给我们所有传福音的人一个心里面何等大的鼓舞和安慰。
It's such a great comfort and encouragement for all of us who are trying to preach the gospel.
主耶稣是福音的中心，他是在成就福音的那一位。
Jesus Christ is the theme of the gospel. He's the one who fulfilled the salvation.
他是真正受鞭伤被钉十架的那一位。
He's the one who endured the cross and the stripes.
他自己都面临了这么大的拒绝。
And he faced such great rejection himself.
而他里面的爱却是这么宽广的爱，父啊，赦免他们。
Yet he was still full of such immense love. Father, forgive them.
所以弟兄姊妹啊，我们真的希望说，我们里面能够摸着一点父和主的心，而让我们里面被爱所充满。
I hope that we can touch a little bit the heart of God and be filled with His love.
我记得有一次，不是有一次，我记得我好几年以前，我到南加州去参加詹弟兄、詹姊妹他们独生儿子的葬礼。
I remember several years, many years ago, I went to attend the funeral of brother and sister Jen, the funeral of their only son.
然后我们都知道他们的遭遇，一个独生的儿子那天从车子里面摔出去死的。
We all know that their only son.One day, die of car accident.
那天在丧事聚会上，我听见詹弟兄讲的一段话，我整个眼睛里面充满了眼泪。
That day, at the funeral, I heard Brother Jen share with us, and I was full of tears.
他说我何等希望他只是出去玩一玩，玩到忘了回家来了。
How I wish my son just went out to play and he forgot to come home.
弟兄姊妹啊，孩子走了。
The child is gone.
父母这心里面的心何等的难过。
How sorrowful are the hearts of the parents.
何等希望他只是出去玩玩玩忘了回来。
How they wish that he was just going out to play and forgot to come back.
希望他还可以回来。
They hope that he could still come back.
弟兄姊妹，今天没有信主的人都是如同羊走迷的路。
Today, all non-believers are like sheep going astray.
而主耶稣来就是寻找拯救这些世上的人。
And yet, Jesus came to seek and find those who are lost.
而父亲天天站在那里看着路的尽头，就是希望浪子能够回家来。
And the father standing by the roadside every day, expecting his prodigal son to come home.
不光叫他不要再受苦，不要在猪圈里面挨饿而已。
Not only that, the son would no longer suffer with the swine.
不光是叫他享受父的爱而已。
Not only that, he could enjoy the the love of the Father.
真的能够脱离永远的审判，那个可怕的死亡。
But that he can depart from the eternal judgment, the dreadful death.
哎呀，多么希望这些被寻回来的人，他这一生活得有价值。
God wishes that all who have been found will live a meaningful life.
而不是把他的人生浪费在这么自私、短暂的快乐上。
So that they will not squander their life on short-term pleasures.
我高中一个同班同学，他是阿里山部落里面第一个。考到台南一中这么好的学校。
I have a classmate in high school, and he was the first one from his village who ever entered into the.
他也是整个部落第一个考上国立大学，所谓的重点大学。
And he was also the first one from his the native village who ever entered national university.
弟兄姊妹，他的整个的阿里山的部落都为了他高兴，他父母亲以他为傲，整个部落以他为傲。
Upon his college entrance admission, the entire village celebrated for him.
就在放榜还没上大学的那个暑假，他跟同学跑到一个水库去玩。
But yet before he entered into the university, during the summer, he went to a water dam to play with his classmates.
那边放着说不可以游泳的招牌。
That day, a sign was posted, no swimming.
他为了自己的快乐，为了天热，为了自己的享受和舒服，他下去。
But because of his enjoyment, he jumped into the water dam.
等到他才从水里面上来的时候，是已经是死人一个了。
But when he was when he came out, it was already a dead body.
弟兄姊妹，我听到同学告诉我说，当他的父亲从阿里山赶下来的时候
，I heard from my friend that when his father finally came from the mountain to see his son.
派出所看到地上那个草席里面盖着他的孩子。
He went to the police station to see his son being covered.
我们同学告诉我说，他那个老父亲把席子慢慢拉开来。
My friend told me that the father unveiled the dead body.
他整个眼睛都是眼泪。
And his eyes were full of tears.
他看着他的孩子。
He looked at his son.
所有的盼望掉了。
All his hope is gone.
这还是小事。
And this is still a small matter.
先来的孩子走了。
But his dear child is gone.
永远不会回来。
Will never return again.
再也没有机会了。
There's no more chance.
弟兄姊妹，我们同学说看见那个父亲看着看着，突然一巴掌打在那个死人的脸上。
And my friend told me the father looked at his son and all of a sudden he slapped his son.
流着泪说你这个不孝的儿子。
He says, you foolish son.
弟兄姊妹，我们这一生里面我们都浪费在我们自己的快乐里面。
We oftentimes squander our life on short-term pleasures.
我们常常忽略了为父的心。
We neglected the father heart of God.
先不管他对我们的期望何等的纯正。
Let's not say how pure his motivation and expectation toward us.
那个父亲的爱。
But the love of the father.
那爱里的关系。
And then the relationship in love.
永远是神为什么要赐下他爱子的原因。
And that's the reason why he sent his son.
也是他的爱子那么甘心为我们走到十字架的原因。
And that's also the reason why Jesus willingly died on the cross.
全是爱啊，弟兄姊妹。
Was all out of love.
所以我们希望我们在传福音的时候。
So when we share and spread the gospel.
我们第一件我们要传福音，因为我们都是父的儿女。
We are to spread the gospel because we are all children of God.
我们替那位爱的父，那位爱我们的主去寻找我们的弟兄们。
We go out and seek for our brothers, for our God.
把那些流浪失丧的。
And those who have gone astray.
把那些在痛苦虚空里面失迷的人。
Those who live in pain and emptiness.
把那些在仇敌手中辖制的人。
Those who are bound by the enemies.
把那些正迈向永远沉沦的人。
And they're walking toward eternal damnation.
弟兄姊妹，我们拉他一把，让他不要掉下去。
If we lift them up so that they will not fall.
让他在人生结束前，他能够接受耶稣。
Before the end of their life, they will accept Jesus.
所以弟兄姊妹要为自己心爱的家人祷告。
Pray for your dear family.
不能够任凭我的家人不信主。
Don't let them go their own way and
不要害怕他们的拒绝。
Don't be afraid that they will reject you.
弟兄姊妹，我们因为我们知道我们所信的是什么。
Because we know what we believe in.
我们知道人类所面对的是什么。
We know what mankind is facing.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们第一件事情我们要传福音的原因
啊。This is the first reason why we have to share the gospel.
而第二个是我们在这里要救人免沉沦。
Secondly, we are rescue men out of destruction.
这是我们刚才所说的救人不这个免除第二次那个可怕的死。
We're saving men out of the second dreadful death.
第一次的死都是暂时的。
The first death is always temporary.
哦，弟兄姊妹，第二次的死是可怕的。
But yet the second death is very awful.
第二次的死是永远的。
Because that's an everlasting death.
第二次的死是没有一个人可以承受的。
No one can bear it.
所以我们要求神帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
当我们看见一个人的时候。
When we see someone.
我们从主的眼光来看他们。
We see it from the eyes of God.
让我们愿意这个爱胜过我们里面的惧怕。
And that love will conquer the fear within us.
不管我们体贴父和主的心，让我们爱他。
Maybe we enter into the heart of the God, the Father, and we love them.
看见他可怕的明天，而我们要救他。
Or we see the dreadful tomorrow he's facing, and we ought to save him.
我们会害怕是难免的。
It's inevitable that we will fear.
人都要面子嘛，对不对？
Because we all like to save our face.
我们怕拒绝。
We're afraid of rejection.
很多的时候，我们也是怕付代价。
Or we're afraid of paying price.
但是只有真正的爱。让我们能够胜过自己的面子。
But yet true love will conquer all of these.
也让真正的爱让我们胜过我们的惧怕。
And true love will conquer fear.
我记得这个 David 很小的时候。
I remember when David was still young.
那时候念慈姊妹怀孕怀得好不是怀的 Aaron.
At that time, my wife was pregnant with our second son.
他们现在大了都不让我们讲他们显显好要讲 David 跟 Aaron.
Now we cannot call them by their nicknames. We have to call them David and Aaron.
在那个时候，念慈怀的好的时候。
At that time when my wife was pregnant with our second son.
有一天我在办公室里面上班。
One day I was still working in the office.
这个念慈突然打了电话到办公室来。
All of a sudden, my wife Nancy called me at the office.
她说她一个转身没注意的时候，那个显贤拉开衣橱，把沾脑丸吃下去了。
All of a sudden, without her notice, our first son David swallowed a mouthball.
这些人真丢我们脸。我们家里面这么多好吃的，不吃吃蟑螂丸。
What a shame! We have a lot of good food at home, and yet he swallowed a mouthball.
所以我们赶快打电话，我们问医生，医生说要赶快送 emergency, 送到急救室来。
So we called the doctor, and then he said, "Send to the emergency room right away."
那天我就从办公室。闯了好几个红灯跑回家。
So that day I ran through several red lights and reached home.
然后带着他们就冲到医院里面去。
And then I took them to the hospital.
弟兄姊妹，医生告诉我们说，一定需要马上把那个碳和那个液体的碳灌到他的胃里面去，把毒给吸掉。
And the doctor says we have to force in the liquid form of carbon.To absorb the poison.
给我们看那黑黑黏黏的稠在一起黑色的那个碳。
So that stuff is a liquid form of carbon, kind of sticky and black.
最快直接的方法就打开嘴巴灌下去。
And the fastest way to force it down is just to force it down the throat.
医生说，请你们父母不要在这里，你们一定不忍心看。
So the doctor says, please do not stand here because I know parents cannot stand.
先生吓得早就已经开始哭了。
And then my son David was so frightened, he was crying.
弟兄姊妹啊，那个爱叫我们宁可让他受苦。
But then the love compelled us that we'd rather see him suffer like this.
那个爱让我们宁可让孩子觉得爸爸妈妈，你为什么在我最需要的时候离开我？
Even we're willing to bear it, we're willing that our son misunderstand us.
我们宁可让他怪我们。
We rather that he misunderstands us.
他需要拯救啊。
Because he needs.The salvation.
不然今天你们不会看到这么英俊的一个年轻人。
Otherwise, you will not see a handsome boy today.
弟兄姊妹，他需要拯救。
Because he needs the saving.
所以爱让我们胜过惧怕。
And love will conquer fear.
爱让我们胜过别人给我们的拒绝和冷面。
And love will conquer the fear for rejection.
弟兄姊妹，没有一个祝福能够大过我们把福音传给人。
No one blessing is greater than sharing gospel with others.
你能够给一个人最好的礼物。
The best gift that you can give to anyone.
最好的祝福。
The best blessing you can give to anyone.
就是把主给他。
Is to give them the Lord.
如果我们里面真是有这样子的把握。
If we have such assurance.
你知道你所说的，你所做的是什么。
You know what you're talking about and you know what you're doing.
你真知道你要给他的是什么。
And you know what you're giving to him.
他怎么拒绝，弟兄姊妹，我们都不怕。
No matter how he rejects.You're not afraid.
因为我们知道我是为了爱的缘故。
Because I know I do all this for the love.
我们知道早晚有一天你会回头，你会说谢谢你。
I know sooner or later, one day you'll come back to me and thank me.
就算不是今生，也是见主的时候。
Maybe it's not today or even this life, will be the day when you see God.
弟兄姊妹，我们求神帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
所以我们传福音不光是救人免沉沦。
So when we share the gospel, not only we deliver them from perishment.
更是在积极上面让他得享永生呢。
But even more actively that they get to enjoy eternal life.
我们讲的永生还不是只是一般宗教说的上西天啊、极乐世界啊、长生不老啊。
When we talk about eternal life, it's not like what other religion talk about. It's just a life that will live forever.
弟兄姊妹，的确永生是就就的时间上来说是 everlasting 是永远的。
From the perspective of time, yes, it is everlasting.
但是弟兄姊妹，我们是得到神的生命做我们永远的生命。
But the eternal life we receive is actually the life of God.
而不是复活以后得到一个永远不死的生命在那里受审判。
It's not a life of that would just keep on living and being judged.
而弟兄姊妹，这个生命进来的时候，刚才诗歌唱的，我的生命有了何等奇妙的大转变，对不对？
But when we receive this new eternal life, just like the psalm we sang, this wonderful change has happened in my life.
弟兄姊妹，永生不光是时间的问题，更是品质的问题，这是我们都知道的。
So eternal life is not just in terms of time, the length of time, but it's also a good quality.
我们整个生命被换了，被更换了。
Our entire life is being transformed.
哦，是基督来住在我心，我们整个人生充满了喜乐和平安。
Since Jesus came into our heart, our whole life is full of joy and life.
是基督来住在我们心，我们整个人生充满了意义，充满了价值。
Since Jesus came into our heart, our whole life is full of meaning and significance.
哦，是基督来住在我们的心，我们整个人生充满了盼望。
Since Jesus came into our hearts, our whole life is full of hope.
所以人从虚空的里面，从失迷的里面，变得有方向，有价值。
From being lost and being confused, we find value.
人从痛苦不满足的里面，变成被喜乐平安充满了。
From pain and dissatisfaction, now we're full of joy and peace.
人从 hopeless, 没有盼望的里面，变得充满着荣耀的盼望。
We're being changed from being hopelessness to full of hope.
弟兄姊妹，有什么礼物能够比得上这一个呢？
Is there any other gifts that's greater than this?
虽然我们都没有上过天。
Even though none of us has been gone to heaven.
我想前一阵子念慈姊妹也引用了我孩子的说法，没上过天，不知道声音是什么样子。
Just like my wife shared recently, our children says, "We've never been to heaven. I don't know what it's like."
但是弟兄姊妹，让我们至少相信那个上过天的人告诉我们的。
But at least we should trust.The one who's been to heaven.
保罗曾经到过三层天。
Paul's been to the third heaven.
他说我情愿离世与基督同在。
So Paul says, I'd rather depart from this world and be with Christ.
I rather.
He says, I rather.
弟兄姊妹，我们在这里面临选择。他说我宁可赶快离开，去跟主同在。
Well, Paul was facing a dilemma. He says, I'd rather depart from this world and be with Christ.
以前有个牧师在讲道的时候问弟兄姊妹，弟兄姊妹啊，将来愿意上天堂的举手。
One time, a pastor was giving a sermon. He asked the congregation, raise your hand.
全部人都举手了。
If you want to go to heaven, and everyone raised their hand.
不信你试试看，愿意去的举手。
Please raise your hand if you're willing to go to heaven.
怎么有些人不举手？然后他说愿意现在就去，既然愿意去，那现在愿意去的举手。
Well, since you all like to go, raise your hand if you want to go now.
哦，还有两三个。哦，你们不是活得很爱主，就是已经活得很痛苦了。
So, either you love the world very much or you're in deep pain.
因为人在挫折痛苦很大的时候说，主啊，你怎么不早来呢？
Because if we are in deep frustration, we'll say, Lord, why don't you come back sooner?
还有呢，就是保罗说那个公义的冠冕，不光是为他，也是为的那些爱慕主显现的人存留。你真的爱主了。
And Paul says, not only for himself, but for those who love God, there will be a crown of right.
所以保罗说，我情愿去。
That's why Paul says, I'd rather go.
因为他去过。
Because he's been there.
他说那是好的无比啊。
And he says, it's good beyond description.
没办法去形容的，没办法比较的。
It's beyond description. You cannot compare anything to it.
那弟兄姊妹没有去过，那我们就相信去过的人吗？
So, since we've never been there, let's trust, believe those who've been there.
请问你有没有告诉过别人过说，哎，哪一家的东西很好吃？有这样讲过的情
况？ Have you ever recommended some good restaurant to others?
或是哪边有 on sale? 哇，很棒很棒！你告诉人家好消息的。
Or you ever inform others a good sale going on?
然后人家就说你少啰嗦，我才不相信你说的。
What if your friend responds, don't tell me this, I don't believe you.
你一定很难过，对不对？
Then you must feel bad.
我是为你好啊。
You say, this is for your own good.
啊，虽然那个不过是臭臭锅，让你快乐一下下而已。
Even though that's only just a dish.
但是弟兄姊妹，我们有好消息，我们愿意跟别人分享。
But if we have some good news, we'd like to share with others.
我们愿意别人也分享我们真正的快乐。
And we hope others can share our happiness.
哎呀，保罗给我们开了一点点窗户，虽然我们不知道是什么。
And then Paul, opened up the window a little bit and showed us a little.
保罗说，如果你给我挑的话，我宁愿现在就去了。
But yet Paul says, if you let me choose, I will choose to go right now.
所以我刚才的那个第二个问题，保罗在，他一定举手的。
So Paul will raise his hand to my second question.
而且启示录也告诉我们
Revelation also tells us
当新天新地降临的时候
When the new heaven and earth come
他说神的帐幕在人间他要亲自跟我们同住
He says the tabernacle of God is there And God will dwell among his people
弟兄姊妹那一天我们跟主之间不再是看不见凭信心了
That day we do not deal with the Lord by faith only
通通都是看得见的
We will see everything
哎呀保罗但以理大卫哇你转过去哦，参孙又在那每一个你所熟悉的都在
You will get to see all the Bible characters you read about Daniel, Paul, Moses, everybody
而更重要的主耶稣在
Even more important, Lord Jesus will be there.
神跟基督成为城里的荣光啊。
God and Jesus will be the light of the city.
然后圣经上告诉我们说，他要擦干我们一切的眼泪。
And the Bible tells us he will wipe away all our tears.
不再有死亡，不再有悲哀，不再有哭嚎，不再有任何的痛苦。
There'll be no more death, nor mourning, nor crying or pain.
罪、病、死亡全部都离开我们。
Sin, death, and sickness will all depart from us.
痛苦、悲伤、眼泪、叹息都离开我们。
All sighing, mourning, crying, and pain will depart from us.
弟兄姊妹啊，那是一个何等美好的结局。
What a wonderful end that will be.
这叫做福音的盼望。
And this is the hope of the gospel.
所以一面他救人脱离一个很可怕的结局。
So on one hand, we're trying to save men from the very dreadful end.
然后接着他要把人生带到一个非常奇妙的改变，一个充满意义、充满满足、充满价值的人生。
So that the person will go through life transformation into a life full of value and meaning.
而将来要带到一个永远美好充满荣耀的结局里面。
And at the end, in the future, it will be an end full of glory.
弟兄姊妹，如果你年尾的臭臭锅，连哪一家 on sale 你都会告诉别人。
If you're willing to share with others a good dish, a good restaurant, or a good sale.
但是弟兄姊妹，更何况这么好的福音呢？
Let alone this wonderful gospel.
而第三个。
Third.
传福音。
To spread the gospel,
跟神永远的旨意的完成发生关系
has something to do with the fulfillment of God's eternal will.
跟整个世界的发展跟前途什么时候结束发生关系
and has a lot to do with the future of this world when it will end.
马太福音24章14节告诉我们
Matthew chapter 24 verse 14.
他说天国的福音必须要传遍天下
and this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in the whole world.
对万民做见证，然后末期才会来到。
As a testimony to all nations, and then the end will come.
然后这个 end 才会来。
Then the end will come.
弟兄姊妹啊，这个 end 对世人来说是一个可怕的 end.
For the world, this end is a very awful end.
但是对基督徒来说是进入荣耀的一个门路。
But yet for the Christians, it is an entry point into glory.
因为主要再来要来迎娶他的教会。
Because the Lord will come again to marry his church.
哎呀，主耶稣来要率领众子进到荣耀里去。
He will come and bring all sons into glory.
主耶稣要来要把我们带到永世的同在里面去。
He will bring us into everlasting presence of God.
你盼望主来吗？
Do you hope for God's coming?
你盼望这个可怕的世代能够早一点被主回来吗？
Do you hope the Lord will come sooner to end this dreadful generation?
福音要对要传遍。
Then the gospel has to be preached to the whole world.
罗马书十一章二十五节讲到以色列选民的时候。
Romans chapter 11 talks about the elects of the Israel.
耶稣要等到外邦的人数填满了。以色列家才会全部得救。
It says until the full number of the Gentiles has come in, and that Israel will be saved.
弟兄姊妹，你看以色列今天多辛苦。
Look at Israel, how much they suffer.
他们虽然照着预言复国了。
Even though their nation was restored according to prophecy.
可是他们还是没有全家悔改归向神。
Yet the whole nation has not turned back to God.
他们到今天仍然不知道当初所扎的就是弥赛亚。
Still today, they do not know that day.They pierced with the Messiah they're still hoping for.
以色列还不能够全家得救。
The entire nation of Israel has not turned back.
因为圣经上说有一件事情。
Because the Bible says there's still one thing.
要等到外邦的人数填满了。
Until the full number of the Gentiles has come.
弟兄姊妹，今天你我肩负的福音的使命，不是只是为了我们 Christian Assembly。
So today the commission of the gospel we receive is not only for Christian Assembly here.
关乎神永远旨意的完成。
It has to do with the fulfillment of God's eternal will.
而且我们前两年讲到我们整个教会建造的意向和蓝图的时候。
And then when we talk about the vision, the blueprint of building our church.
我们说第一步是要管传福音，为神家得到建殿的材料。
We say the first step is to preach the gospel so that we receive materials for building the temple.
然后进到第二类，我们借着追求更深的生命，让我们被主改变，我们成熟。
And then when we reach our second base, we will edify the life.Of Christians and we become mature.
然后我们第三步，我们建立身体的侍奉，让神得到一个居所，得到圣殿。
When we reach the third base, we will build up the bodily service, to build up a temple for God's glory.
神家有立体、有荣耀的见证出现。
So that we will have a solid, a bodily testimony.
那福音是第一步。
So gospel is the first step.
你没有得到建殿的材料，你就不可能有圣殿、有居所的出现。
Without building materials, we can never build a temple.
而启示录二十一章那边讲到这个新天新地要降临以前。
Revelation chapter 21 talks about when the new heaven and earth come.
天使对约翰说：“你来，我要把羔羊的妻子指给你看。”
And an angel showed John, says, "Come, and I will show you the bride of the Lamb."
去看的时候就发现圣城新耶路撒冷从天而降。
Then John saw the holy city Jerusalem coming down from heaven.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们今年为什么定的同心合意兴旺福音呢？
And then, the theme we set for this year is to advance the gospel in one accord.
希望我们整个教会，我们回到一垒区，我们好好的开始走。
I hope that the church as a whole will go back to base one and we start from here.
我们希望还没有老掉牙以前，我们就把这些最重要的功课都先学好。
We hope that we will learn these basic fundamental lessons well.
我们希望为神家得到更多贵重的器皿，神可以用来建造圣殿。
We hope to collect for God more precious materials for the building of the temple.
我们希望神家能够得到更多的器皿，去把福音传遍天下，让末期来到。
We hope that more vessels will be raised up to preach the gospel so the end will come.
我们能够让外邦的人数填满，让以色列家可以得救。
We hope that the number of the Gentiles will be fulfilled so that the whole nation of Israel will be saved.
我们让这些器皿进到神家，能够被建造起来，成为圣城新耶路撒冷早日成全。
We hope that all these vessels will be built up so the new city Jerusalem will be built up.
所以弟兄姊妹啊，我们一起来努力啊。
Let's all work together.
好，我们一起起来传福音。
Let's all rise up and spread the gospel.
我今天只能够讲到我们为什么需要传福音，传福音太重要了。
Today I will share with you why we have to preach the gospel. It is so important.
我连光这个点我都讲不完，因为还有对自己的祝福。
I haven't finished yet because there's much blessings for ourselves.
你越传福音，神就大大的祝福我们。
The more we share the gospel, the more God can bless us.
你更肯定了你所信的是谁。
And you can be more sure of who you believe.
就像我们今天背诵的经文，保罗说我凡我所行的都是要为了福音的缘故。
Like the Bible verse we ought to memorize today, we do all this for the sake of the gospel.
为要与人同得福音的好处。
That I may share in its blessings.
哎，弟兄姊妹，我们以前读的时候都说我是要把我的 blessing 跟你去 share。
Before we always thought of, I would try to share my blessing with others.
啊，不要扣留恩典，我把恩典跟你分享。
That we will not hold on to the blessings, but we will share.
可是你如果去读英文圣经的话。
But if we look at the text more carefully.
他说，当我在传福音的时候。
That when I preach the gospel.
他说 ，I may share in its blessing.
That I may share in its blessing.
就是传福音，我越传，我自己里面蒙的福其实越多。
The more I share the gospel, the more blessing I will share.
那活水的管子永远是两头开的。
Because the pipe for the living water has to be open on both ends.
它如果不出去，它就不会继续进来。
If it does not flow out, it will not come back in again.
这就是以色列地底下死海最大的特点。就是它不出去的。
And that's the problem with the Dead Sea. The water does not go out.
所以它叫做死海。
That's why it's called the Dead Sea.
含盐量到 40% 了。
The salt content is up to 40%.
没有鱼，没有生物可以在里面存活。
There's no fish or any other living creature.
它的水也不能够去滋润农作物，没有人可以用它。
And the water cannot be used for irrigation because it's too salty.
它是扣留恩典的人。
Because it holds on to the blessing without.
它也只能被称为死海。
So it can only be called the Dead Sea.
但是以色列北边的加利利海。
But yet the Sea of Galilee on the north,
它就是两边都通着的。
It has open end on both sides.
它一面从黑门的甘露接受黑门的雨水的滋润。
It receives the rain from Mount Hermon.
不断有新鲜的活水流到加利利海来。
So new and fresh water will keep pouring in into the Sea of Galilee.
加利利就不断地把得到的活水往下流。
And then water will flow out of Sea Galilee down south.
透过约旦河供应以色列全地。
Going through the Jordan River and supply the whole land of Israel.
以色列至少三分之二到四分之三的灌溉是靠约旦河水出来。
So about two-thirds or three-quarters of irrigation water comes from
the river Jordan. 这么多的生命从它得到滋润。
So many lives are being supplied by the river.
这么多人有份于它所带下来的祝福。
So many people share the blessing.
弟兄姊妹要多给的就必有给他的。
The more you give, the more will be given to you.
我们越传福音，自己一定越爱主。
The more we share the gospel, the more we will love the Lord.
你越传福音，自己越喜乐。
The more we share the gospel, the more joy we will have.
你越传福音，你跟主的关系越亲近。
The more we share the gospel, the closer we will be with the Lord.
我们越传福音，我们活得越有价值。
The more we share the gospel, the more meaningful life we will have.
因为我们活着不光是为自己。
Because we no longer live for ourselves.
我们能够救人免沉沦呐，弟兄姊妹。
Because we can save people from being perished.
我们这一个钟头已经有6400个人死掉了。
We just concluded our sermon, and by this time, 6,400 people have died.
那个码表还在不断的跳。
The clock still keep on going and ticking.
弟兄姊妹，让我们起来，我们不再浪费时间。
Let's rise up and don't waste our time anymore.
为着亲爱的家人祷告。
For our beloved family, pray for them.
为着自己里面福音的火烧得起来祷告。
I pray that the fire of gospel will be kindled within us.
为着神今年给我们的使命，我们起来祷告。
Pray for the commission the Lord has given us this year.
让教会成为一个合神心意、传神福音的教会。
朋友，你在活在耶稣里福音网站收听节目有多久了？如果你相信了主耶稣，生命得到造就，那么你愿意用金钱奉献来支持我们的福音事工吗？活在耶稣里事工是单单靠听众读者支持的非盈利机构，期待你通过祷告点击奉献支持，与我们一起来结出传福音的好果子。